Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
We've been on this series, At All Times. Somebody say that real loud.
At all times.
And it comes from the Psalm of David, Psalm 34, 1, that says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And that's really the challenge, isn't it? For us to consistently be thankful. For us to consistently have something, have praise in our mouth. Consistently be thankful to God. And so we're looking at that, what it looks like. And there's times that we go through that are easier than other times to be thankful. Sometimes it's difficult to be thankful, but finding the things in life that we can still be thankful for and give God that praise really opens us up to a world of profound opportunities.
I think a lot of times we think of gratitude as a feeling, but it's not just a feeling, it is a choice. It's a discipline to say that I'm choosing to be thankful in whatever circumstance I find myself in. And I think that's what's so beautiful about what David said in that scripture. I had an opportunity to hear Dr. Miles Monroe talk a little bit about gratitude, and something that I was able to take away was he said, there's a scientific effect of gratitude. Continued gratitude rewires your thinking. When you practice gratitude regularly, it begins to change your brain. It creates new pathways, making positivity your default mode. So you see the world through a lens of hope and possibility. And I thought, wow, that's so akin to faith. Because we have faith, because we have hope, like we're able to see things through positivity. But that can translate into just our normal thought process. If we're able to change our thought process on things, it will make the journey easier.
You know, as we're getting closer to Black Friday, I started thinking about, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but you were excited to go and get a gift or maybe get something for yourself, and so you show up at the store for that product, your excitement is at all-time high, and you walk up there, and the doors are closed. And they're locked. It's like your dreams are coming crashing down. Anybody ever, you got the store hours wrong or something, and you were ready to go in there, make that purchase, have that product in your hands. I don't know about you, but me and Pastor Corinne like Chick-fil-A.
We do.
Our whole family actually likes Chick-fil-A.
Yes, we do.
And if you know about Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sunday. And I can't tell you how many times I know that they're closed on Sunday, but still I'll go and I have the hope and the aspirations and my stomach is ready for Chick-fil-A. And then I realize it's Sunday.
There's a bit of a letdown.
And you turn around in the parking lot and head out. It's a sad thing. And while I have a deep respect for, you know, the faith position and giving their employees off on Sundays, I can respect that as a Christian. I still, I'm a little bit sad when my expectations are just closed off like that.
Right. And then our expectation is renewed when we find a Cuban place down the street or something else, another opportunity. But we say that to just, it's just a funny thing to say perspective is everything. Perspective is everything in life. If you can look at something and see the good that's happening in the midst of what is your challenge, you can go further. If your perspective is to focus on what's wrong and missing, you will miss what's good. If you're only looking for the negative, if you begin to complain about what you don't like, what you don't see, well, guess what? You're magnifying that. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace. See, there's a then. So first we give thanks. Then we experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And I think a lot of times we forget things like this, right? That if we could just stop and be thankful and begin to look and focus on the positives that are around us, which there are many, you know, but sometimes we can just focus on the one thing or the two things or something that seems like, oh man, this is so big. But when we start to feel worried, anxious, overwhelmed, negative, frustrated, take a moment. I was talking about this before. We got to take a moment. We're so used to continuing to plow on, push forward because, you know, things have to get done or we just got to push through. And the truth is there are moments that we should slow down because then we can put things in perspective. I sometimes feel stretched as a wife. I know that's hard to believe because Pastor Joshua is so wonderful. But in everything, we can be stretched. We can be stretched as a spouse. But take a moment and say, you know what? I'm thankful for this person that you brought into my life, Lord. As a parent, you can feel stretched. Kids be doing kid things. And sometimes I feel like, I got to take a breath and I'm going to say, God, thank you for these children. They're a heritage from the Lord. They're a blessing. And even as a pastor, sometimes I feel stretched and I have to stop and say, God, thank you for entrusting me with such a great responsibility yeah. with your people. Right. And so it's the same for all of us. We have our jobs. We have the things that sometimes drive us up the wall, our boss, right? But we have to stop and say, God, I'm grateful that I have a job. God, I'm grateful that you are providing for me. God, I'm grateful that you've given me life today. I'm thankful that I could breathe. Somebody, we were in the grief class, and somebody mentioned how they try to stay positive and think, man, things could be worse. And I think that it's true. If we remember, there are some people that are going through even more difficult things, but if we could focus, God has blessed us so much.
Yes.
There's so much to be thankful for. It can really shift our attention and begin to invite him into what's going on.
I think when we're thankful, we become open to God and the things of God. Like, just like the store analogy, right? We can be closed off or we can be open to what God is doing. I think that thankfulness, that gratitude opens that door that God can bring things into our life. God can pour things into our life. And all of a sudden things change when we have that openness. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So I find not only does thankfulness open the door of gratitude for God to pour things in, it opens the door that we gain proximity to him. We're closer. We find that we have a closer walk and closer fellowship with God as we're more thankful. When we're thankful, it opens this door. It opens this gate, right? And we literally have a closer walk. I can tell you, people that are more thankful, that have a more thankful perspective, they enjoy a closer fellowship with God. And that's what David had found throughout his life.
Right.
This is something that opened the door to having more relationship with God. And many people, you know, how many people here would like to have a closer relationship with God? I don't know about you. I've got my hand up too, because no matter where you are, there's another door that can be opened. There's another gate that can be opened that you can gain a deeper understanding and a deeper relationship with God. And I think that's what one of our goals are as Christians is to grow closer to him. So gratitude enables that. Gratitude like unlocks these different doors, and we get closer and we get closer and we gain this new perspective of who God is.
I believe gratitude really is a setup for greater things. When we look at David's life, we see that from the beginning, David was a man after God's own heart. And I think what an honor. That wasn't a label somebody else put on him. In Scripture, it says, after removing Saul, God made David the people's king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. And because of that, God continued to elevate him. We see him go from tending animals, right, to becoming the king of a nation. And he endured so much. Like if you read and you do a study on his life, he endured loss. He endured tragedy. He endured like being in wars. He endured a lot of things. And all throughout it, you can hear him talk about a lot of the phrases that we use today, which is, I will cast my cares on him, you know, giving his complete, completely pouring out his heart before the Lord. It's just all these things that we remember today, and it was all him. He was a great example of no matter what he faced, he was thankful, and he would come back and bring it back to God is faithful. God is good. And I think we can learn so much from him. And what an honor that not only God recognized him as somebody after his own heart, but Jesus came through his bloodline. And I said, man, what greater like honor would that be? So I think gratitude, I would end again with saying it is a setup for greater things. If we could start and end everything with gratitude, we would see like it really invites God to do amazing things in our lives.
And I think it's important for us to like evaluate our own heart and say, am I open or am I closed off in this season?
Right.
You know, that's a very important question because we can get distracted. We can lose our focus or our focus can be pulled onto other things. In life, there's a lot of things to focus on, but it's important that God remain our number one focus because we can miss opportunities that God has. We can miss what God wants to do in our life. And so, really, gratitude keeps us in an open position, an open position to receive what God wants to do. So that's the question. That's a question to take home with you and meditate on. Am I open to hearing God's voice in this season, or am I closed off? Am I open for all that God has for me, or am I just open to some, right? We all know, you know, a door can be all the way open, or a door can be partially open.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but I think the goal is to be fully open to any type of thing that God wants to bring into our life, opportunity that what God wants to bring into our life, favor, blessing that God wants to bring into our life. So I want that gratitude to be at full capacity so the door is open. David said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. There's something about thanksgiving that opens up new opportunities.
Yeah.
Right? There's things that you don't even know that's behind that door. There's things that you haven't even dreamed of, right? No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and neither has entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. So guess what? There's some things that you can't even see that God has prepared, and they're behind a door. And as we're grateful, it opens that door. Now we have a revelation. We can see what God wants to do. So gratitude opens you up to godly opportunities. We saw this, and we're going to go back to David. We saw this in David's life, right? God would move him from one position to another position to an even higher position. Why? Because he maintained a position of praise, which is gratitude, right? I'm continuing to talk about the good things that God has done. Yeah, David talked about the other stuff too. We have to be real, right? He prayed and he poured out his concern. He poured out his broken heart before the Lord. But then he also ended it. He always brought it back with what? Gratitude and recognition of who God is in his life. And it would swing the doors wide open for opportunities that God wants to bring into our lives. So David was always unlocking new levels through gratitude. I want to encourage you. I want you to go home and think about this. What does God want to unlock through gratitude in this season of my life?
I love that we get to have like a front row seat to some of this stuff, seeing it in action in people's lives. There are people in this house, I'm not going to call them out by name, but that I know for a fact, and some of you might know them as well, that have gone through some really hard things,
yes.
Rough things, and sometimes it's compounded, sometimes it's back to back, and seeing their faithfulness to the Lord, seeing them still confessing that they're grateful to the Lord, and seeing how God carried them and provided for them. In what sometimes we think provision only monetarily, like God provides you with the peace that you need. God will provide you with the strength that you need. And it starts with us being thankful. So it's been beautiful to see that in action, in contrast to when people focus on only the negative that's going on, it brings more of the same fruit. So it's such a contrast. It's important for us to remember, even for us, like in our own life, I was remembering before we got married, we were dating. We sat in a coffee shop, and we were not having coffee. We were having tea at the time because I had not turned to the dark side yet. But we were having tea together, and we were just talking about the things of God, and we were talking about how great God is, and we were beginning to magnify him. And I always have trouble explaining it because it was such a beautiful God moment that it felt like to me like time stood still. It felt so like everything was just weird in a good way. And I was like, do you feel that? And I remember us feeling the presence of God in the middle of this coffee shop. And like we've had so many moments after that. And because we, because in the moment that you magnify God, you invite his presence to come and change things. You invite his presence to come and do things you didn't even expect. You didn't even know that you needed. And so it's been beautiful to experience those things. And when you do it, you'll see the fruit of it.
I think we hear things like, you know, God is seated on the praises of his people, or God rides upon the praises of his people. And we normally associate that with music. But actually, when we're praising God's name and we're thanking him and we're talking about his attributes, the good things that he's done, and just who he is, what happens is God will come and sit upon our conversation. God, you'll feel the environment start to shift. You'll feel the atmosphere shift. Why? Because God is sitting on that conversation. So this is what's so powerful with praise, right? With gratitude. I'm talking about, God, I'm thankful for this. God, I'm thankful that you are this to me. And when we begin to call those things out and begin to converse about those things or declare those things, either way, he begins to sit on that conversation. The word says that if we draw near to him, so let me give you this perspective. If we draw near to him with our words, he will draw near to that conversation. He will draw near to us and our conversation if we're drawing near to him with our words. We can talk about a lot of things.
Right.
We can create a lot of different atmospheres, right? But when we create the atmosphere of gratitude, God will sit on that. You know, I was a kid in the 90s. I don't know how many 90s people we have out there. All right, all my 80s and 90s kids, are you there? All right. So I was a kid in the 80s and 90s. But in the 90s, there was a device that came out, a very special device. And this device, you could put it in between the game and the game console, and it would unlock all the cheat codes. It was called the Game Genie. And you could just pop that thing on there, and all the levels would be unlocked. All the characters would be unlocked. All the special features would be unlocked. I want to tell you that gratitude is like that. We're all playing the game of life, right? And we can put gratitude between the game and the user. God wants us to use gratitude to unlock a whole realm of possibilities that we didn't even know existed. He wants us to use gratitude to unlock a whole realm of biblical promises, right? That we've only heard about and read about, but now God's saying, I want you to walk in. How do we walk in? We open the door with gratitude. It is gratitude. It is a divine key that will unlock opportunity, favor, and blessing in your life. It is the spiritual cheat code, right? You don't have to operate by stuff that you see here in the world. You can get ahead in life by using these spiritual principles.
Yeah.
And one of these great spiritual principles is gratitude. It does it. It opens up. It opens up door. It opens up windows. It opens up possibilities.
If I could leave you with anything today, it would be to take time, like slow down. We live in a fast-paced society. Everything is fast. But it's important to slow down, to have those moments to say, God, I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to count my blessings.
Exactly.
And as you begin to do that, you begin to see things in a completely different light. And I know some people love to talk about the science of things. Like the way that God designed us is whatever we continue to rehearse, we have power in our words. Our words, there's life and death in the power of our tongue. So when we begin to say, you know what, I'm thankful for life today. I'm thankful for health today. I'm thankful for God waking me up this morning. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful that, you know, that I have this home that I live in. There's so many things. You know, I had, this is going to be a funny example, but the other day, it had been a while since I journaled because things are fast. But I said, I'm going to slow down and I'm going to journal. And I was kind of almost in the angry journaling phase. And I was like, wait, hold on, let's slow down for a second. And I just started to thank God and list things out. And it just filled up the pages. And it was able to take me from a place of being frustrated to a place of thankfulness. But I say that to tell you, it takes a moment to shift your perspective and to, it's a choice. And you, when we resolve to do so many things, we resolve, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, we're coming up on the end of this year, and a lot of times people make these resolutions and things, and I think one of the things we should really resolve to do is to be grateful. Be grateful in all seasons, be grateful in all things, and say that I resolve to be grateful in all seasons. And it's powerful when we shift our thinking, align our words to say the same thing. And when we exalt God's name in our life, it makes space for him to move. It makes space for him to expose us to things we didn't even know we needed. That's why I'm such a huge proponent. When we sing these songs, let's continue to just sing about the name of Jesus. Let's continue to speak the name of Jesus over everything, because there's power in him. That's what we believe in, right? We got to continue to make the decision. I'm going to intentionally do this thing.
1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It is quite literally God's will for us to be grateful, for us to be thankful in every season. And why is it God's will for us to be thankful? Because it unlocks God's good plans. God has good plans, but sometimes we're asking ourselves, why am I not living that good plan that God has for me? One of the reasons why we don't live in those good plans is because we have not opened the door with gratitude. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. God has good plans. But sometimes we're not walking in those plans. The disconnect is gratitude. We must be grateful because it unlocks his purpose and his blessings for us.
Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. Lord, we thank you so much for who you are, that you've called us by name, that you've redeemed us, that you forgive us, God, that you want to give us freedom, that you want to take our burdens and make things light for us, God. We believe that you are the provider that you say you are. You are full encompassing, all encompassing. And so, God, today we call upon you. We give you thanks for your presence in this place. We give you thanks for your word that exposes the things in our lives that need to be addressed. And you add to us as you see fit. And so today, as we lay everything before you, we open our hearts before you. God, we thank you, Lord. Help us to be more grateful. Help us to see things by the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to remind us to be grateful. Help us to slow down and take moments of gratitude, to take moments to give you thanks. And Lord, let our eyes see what you see. Let us not be distracted by the negative, by the ugly. But God, let us be aware, but to keep things in the right perspective. We thank you, Lord, for making us over, for renewing our minds and our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated. Have an awesome Sunday.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.